Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the word from our Lord's book, the great book of God, the Bible. Amen. Good to be here on this Sunday morning. We appreciate you tuning us in for a little while today, and hope you're making plans to be in the house of God today, somewhere where the Word of God is being preached. And we invite you to come to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. We'd love to have you come be with us today in the services this morning. Good to be saved today. In this time of year, we're thinking about the Savior. Of course, we ought to every day of the year, and certainly some do. But I tell you, we're celebrating the birth of our Lord. It's almost Christmas time, and I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to realize that what Jesus came to do, how he was here, how he came, how he was conceived, how he was born, how he died, how he was resurrected, and how he lived, and all that. I tell you, I'm glad I'm a Savior this morning. And we thank you for taking time out to be with us today on the broadcast time. And then I send it out to all the shut-ins. Trust that you will have a good day in the Lord today as you look to him for strength and for grace, that he made a promise to you. He said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And then he said, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He loves you. He cares this morning. And so we appreciate you taking time to do that today, be with us, and hope it'll be a real blessing to you, the shut-in, those that's not able to get out and be in the house of God somewhere today. I trust that God will help you as you look to him this morning for that strength that you stand in need of. We invite you now to be in church with us today here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 10. Worship service 10:45, and then back tonight will be our Christmas program. Tonight at 6 o'clock for the evening Christmas program today. Of course, the next Sunday we'll be going back to the 5 o'clock. But for this Sunday, the program, it will be at 6 o'clock in the evening. We urge you to come and hear the Christmas program, and know it'll be a blessing to you if you'll come and be here tonight. Of course, you'll be in Sunday school this morning. Come see us here at the church house. We'd be glad to have you come be in the house of God with us today. Joy to be saved. I'm so thankful as I look around the world and how the sin that's in the world. I'm so grateful for the Savior that made it possible that we could have the life that we have today through Jesus. I'm so glad I'm saved this morning. I tell you, we could be out there with the rest of the world today, unsaved, alien from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of his promise, and without any hope in this world. We could be there this morning by the grace of God. As Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. We're here by his grace, rejoicing and worshiping the Savior, because he is our Redeemer and our Savior personally, when we got saved by his wonderful grace. So we thank God for this privilege this morning. We want to pray with the Lord in prayer now and pray for your needs today. Talk to God that can do anything that he wants to do. He's God and he's able. Never doubt his ability. I know God is able to do many, many things that we could never do on our own, but God is always there. And so you trust him today as we pray. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for the Savior. Thank you for giving your Son to die on the cross for us, to come to this world, to live among us, be one of us, and take our sins and nail them to that old rugged cross and pay the sin debt that you demanded be paid for sin. Jesus paid it all. Thank you for that this morning. Bless the needs now in Radio Land today. Be real to every heart that's listening today, every heart that's turned toward heaven. I request in help and grace. We trust that you will, and you will give them what's needed in their life today. Have your will and way in all the broadcast time. Thank you for every listener. May it be a blessing to someone today. May it be the means of salvation to some precious soul today that's lost without you. Everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and I hope it will be a blessing to you today. And you listen as they sing this morning. Mm-hmm.
I've walked through the valleys, and from troubles cut, I've had my sin. But in heaven eternal, at the end of my journey, it'll be worth every mile of the trip. Like a happy pilgrim who's arrived on that shore and forgot how the waves tossed their ship. Just to see Jesus smile, hear him say, well done, child. It'll be worth every mile of the trip. Well, I stood by the bedside of a loved one departing, and I've heard the last words on their lips. I see a crystal river flowing, feel a gentle breeze blowing, and it's worth every mile of the trip. Like a happy pilgrim who's arrived on that shore and forgot how the waves tossed their ship. Just to see Jesus smile, hear him say, well done, child. It'll be worth every mile of the trip. Just to see Jesus smile, hear it say, well done, child. It'll be worth every mile of the trip.
Amen. Well, let's turn to Luke chapter 1. This morning, Luke chapter 1. We've been trying to bring to you getting ready for Christmas. The Lord was getting ready for Christmas time here in Luke chapter 1. We've been covering, of course, the conception and the promises made to Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist, how that God appeared to him. And my, what a blessing it was. God had a plan getting ready for Christmas time when his son would be manifested into a sinful world, getting things laid out, the plan that he had in mind of what he was going to do concerning his son. A forerunner was coming before his son into this world, making known to the world that Jesus was on his way and one day was going to manifest himself. And, of course, he was getting ready for that Christmas time by working through Elizabeth and, of course, Zacharias, which was a faithful priest of God, and the faithful servants of God they were. I've been praying for a child for all those years, and finally she'd conceived, and God even told her what to call his name. Name was John. And so that we find that here's a couple of times in Luke chapter 1 that a baby was named before it was ever known who it was or what sex it was. There was a name given to John the Baptist, a name given to Jesus Christ. There, God gave those names, and my, what a plan that God had for a sinful world to have someone come like Jesus and John the Baptist before him, of course, they're 6 months older than he was. So there we find in Luke chapter 1 and verses 39, and Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah and entered to the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Here we find that Mary had went to see Elizabeth. Now, there's a lot of controversy in those days, of course, and reproach that was placed upon Mary because of her situation. She never known a man that conceived by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Child that was in her womb, and given by God. And so we find there's a lot of things that she was battling in those days, but she went to visit Elizabeth in the hill country, of course, in Judah. And the Bible said, And when she came to and saluted Elizabeth, the Bible said it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, what a blessing. Here's old John the Baptist leaping for joy in the womb of his mother, just hearing the sound of Mary's name, or Mary's voice that came there when she spake with a loud voice and said, Elizabeth said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, the mother of my Lord, should come to me? Boy, these folks had an inside track. These mothers had something they knew that no one else knew. Their communion with the God of heaven, promises made by the Lord, given hope was given unto them, and they had been an instrument, was being an instrument used in their introduction of a Messiah that was going to come into this world, and John the Baptist ahead of him, preparing the way before him, identifying who he was. My, what a blessing. What days to live in those days that they were living in. So the Bible said there that Mary, of course, began to rejoice and said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Oh, my goodness, it's time to rejoice when God is working in your life in that way. It's time to rejoice. Amen. And so the Bible said, she said, my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. As she recognized what was in her womb and that it was the Son of God. I've never known a man, but praise God, given by the Lord for the redemption of a sinful world. Things was getting ready for Christmas time. And then we find, of course, John was named back in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 13, has called his name John. And so things was getting ready. Now the Bible said, of course, that here came time for the birth of John the Baptist. 57, verse 57, Elizabeth, a full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And so the Bible said he was born there, as was promised unto her. She brought forth a son. Her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. It was a time of rejoicing because of what the Lord was doing in her life. My, what a blessing today. Amen. What a blessing today. And so we find there is the fact that Jesus was going to be born, but first of all, John was coming forth. He was going to be born, preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, getting ready for Christmas time. Amen. And it came to pass on the 8th day, they came to circumcise a child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And the mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. It was rejoicing time in the life of those parents that was being used, getting ready for Christmas time when Jesus was going to be born, getting John ready. Amen. And the Bible said, and fear came on all that dwelt around about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea, and all they that heard them laid up in their hearts, as saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. My, what a blessing that can be said about the child they were going to have. Amen. And the hand of God was with him. Praise God. This child had a job to do, getting ready for for Christmas. Amen. Getting ready for that time when he would identify the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." That time was coming, getting ready for Christmas time. And so the Bible said that the reason for its coming, listen, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, and to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to Father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, and holiness and righteousness before him, and all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. There's the mission of John the Baptist, getting ready for Christmas time to declare, praise God, the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that he was called a prophet. God called him a prophet from the time of his birth. He had a job to do. He had some preaching to do. He had some rebuking to do. He had an announcement to make that Jesus was going to come. Amen. And so God began to prepare him. And my friend, he lived in the desert for those years. Thank God, living in that desert time, God was getting him ready to announce that Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so the Bible said, listen, have to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, that the remission of their sins. And the only way you can get to heaven is by the remission of your sins. Amen. Yeah, you got to have your sins forgiven. You got to be born into the family of God. And John came here preaching repentance. Amen. He preached repentance. Get right with God. If you're going to see heaven, you're going to have to get right with God. And that was a job that he was doing. And talks about tender mercy there in verses 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the this day spring from on high had visited us. God was getting ready his plan and the my friend to bring to this world the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, eventually, very soon, there was going to be another birth take place. Praise God, there was going to come another birth. Had the birth, and he's already named. He's already named. Amen. And about 3 months later, Jesus came forth into this world as the redeemer of our sins. He came to redeem the world from their sins, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He came to do that, my friend. Yes, he did. He came to do that. And so that, what else did he do? He came to give some light. Amen. The Bible said, verse 7 tonight, to give light to them that sit in darkness and this shadow of death, to give our to guide our feet into the way of peace. My, what a verse. Brother, listen, to guide our feet into the way of peace, and to give us light, that we were once sitting in darkness. What was God doing? He was getting ready for Christmas time, and when Jesus would come, the great event on the calendar of God, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that was under the law. He came to do the job that he was sent to do. And my friend, when Jesus left this world, he said, "It's finished. I've done the will of my Father that he sent me to do." Amen. So listen, my friend, and the Bible said, of course, there's the light that was given, and the Bible said the child grew, John the Baptist grew, and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Oh, yes, my friend, he lived in the desert. He ate locusts and wild honey. What was God doing? He was getting ready for Christmas time, when Jesus was going to come into this world and be announced announce by John the Baptist. Oh, yes, my friend, listen, it's Christmas time. What are you doing? I'm getting ready for Christmas today. Are you getting ready for the time we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ? Will your thoughts be upon the Savior when Christmas rolls around? Or will it be on some present? Will it be on some party? Will it be on some going on in this world today as they celebrate Christmas time? Listen, I ought to be celebrated by the Savior because of Him that we have life and have it more abundantly today. Listen, my friend, get ready for Christmas time. Some of you listening today, you may be unsaved this morning. You may be lost without God, but you need a Savior. And you'll never have a great Christmas until you celebrate one with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him come into your heart. Let Him save you by His wonderful grace. Let Him redeem you by His wonderful power. And God will redeem you. God will set you free and let you be saved by His wonderful grace. And the greatest Christmas you could ever have will be a life with the Lord Jesus Christ, celebrating His birth. God had everything in order. Brother, God set everything up in the eons of time, in eternity. Brother, the plans had been laid out by God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Got everything ready to get ready for Christmas. They knew this time was coming. They knew it was going to come. And by when He came, the great miracle of the new birth was going to take place. The miracle of conception of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary was going to take place. And John the Baptist, my friend, named by the Lord, have given a message to preach to this world. Came to get ready for that time when God would manifest to a sinful world His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, listen, you may not be saved today, but you ought to be saved because Jesus came to save you. If you've been the only person in this world and that was lost, He just still died for you. And that's right, He just still died for your life, your soul, and your sins. He would have died to save you from your sins. Everybody is important to the Lord this morning. Every sinner is important to God today. He wants to save you from your sins. And listen, my friend, this morning, not only the sinners this day, not only the sinners, but from the saints of God that's gotten away from the Lord. You've drifted away. Your thoughts are not on the Savior getting ready for Christmas time. You don't even go to church. You don't even darken the doors of the house of God except for a special occasion every once in a while. Have no interest in the things of God. Your thoughts are not upon Him. My friend, you're consumed with self and self-centered and self-willed, and you're not right with God, and you know that. You've drifted away from the Lord. You've not got your heart right with God for a long time, and there's something missing in your soul today, and there's the fellowship of God missing in your life. You may set claim to have a relationship, but you don't have any fellowship. You haven't walked with God in so long, and my friend, you've never felt His presence in so long, and you haven't heard His voice in a long time. You hadn't even picked up His Bible. You haven't even talked to Him in prayer in a long time, and you're trying to find something to satisfy you. You'll never find it till you come back to the Savior. And this morning, that's the best thing you could do for Christmas time, my friend, is to get things right with God. He made a promise to you. He said, if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will do that today, and you can have the best Christmas you've ever had. And my friend, as you look at that family and you look at those friends and say, I'm so glad that I came back to the Lord. I'm so glad that I got back in the house of God. I'm so glad that I got back in fellowship with a God that saved me. Oh, my friends, some folks are out there hurting this morning. There's some things you need in your life. You're away from God. You're alien from the Savior. And this morning, there's no fellowship. fellowship that you need that today. Come back to Him this morning. Let God enrich your life with His presence today. Confess your sin to the Lord and this morning admit to Him what He already knows and get it right with Him today. Oh, my friend, you need that in your life this morning. You're missing something that you used to have. You're missing those things today. Get it right with Him. Let God forgive you. Let God cleanse you this morning and give you a new lease on life today and a reason for living for Him this morning, that you might let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let Him in your heart and life today. God bless you is our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.